That is a catchy one. Field Music, they're a quintet out of England. Their sixth album, Common Time, will come out on February 5th, and it'll feature that track called Disappointed.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
All right, we've got a few local stories to blow through this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. First of all, 3rd Street Hill is still closed. We just got that alert again. And according to the city, as of yesterday, it will continue to be closed for the upcoming 3 weeks. They will continue that construction. It includes jacking a steel casing through the hill and inserting a new sewer pipe in the casing. So that's going to impact, of course, downtown 3rd Street Hill, Park Avenue, Mermaid Street. Really, downtown's kind of a mess while it happens. And there's still construction on South Coast Highway between Mountain Road and Bluebird Canyon. That closes a lane, and that's going to happen until February 11th.
Right, that's to do with the sewer spill earlier on this week down there at the beach at Bluebird Canyon. Also, thing to remember is at school closing and opening times, that's when that 3rd Street Hill is at its very worst.
Yeah.
Because Park Avenue's chocker.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess right now, and thank God it's not summer. So keep being patient for the next few weeks. Also this morning, 5 years after a damaging flood and facing predictions of a wet winter still to come, the city council took a step to improve the downtown storm control channel and increase capacity at a bottleneck renowned for flooding. The Laguna Canyon Channel Improvement Project from Beach Street to the ocean is anticipated to cost $4.2 million. The 88-year-old channel will be cleaned out, patched up, and restored to increase capacity up to 35%, bolstering its usefulness another 50 years. Construction won't start immediately. The design and permit process is expected to take about 3 years. There was a plan for downtown channel improvements 5 years ago that was postponed in part due to construction of the lifeguard headquarters at Main Beach and other delays. Also nearby in Lake Forest, a 44-year-old woman who taught English classes at the Central Men's Jail in Santa Ana was arrested yesterday for allegedly helping 3 inmates who escaped from the lockup and remain at large. Noshafarin Ravaghi, who works at the Rancho Santiago Community College District, had been teaching English as a second language classes at the jail since July 2015, and one of the escaped inmates, Hussein Nairi, took her class and developed a relationship with her. Nairi disappeared from jail along with Jonathan Tu and Bok Jong of Santa Ana. Investigators also believe the escaped inmates stole a white GMC Savannah van. They may be living in that van, and they're at large.
You shouldn't fall in love with a prisoner. I find that really weird.
I stand behind the fact that they're humans and loving.
Tyler Russell, you're so full of it. Good grief. If you're working in a jail, go home at the end of the day. You can't fall in love with a thing.
And then help them escape.
Do a thing like that. It's not nice, then help them escape.
I think it's a great like
it's a good love story.
60 minutes.
Yeah. It's a rom-com.
It is a little bit.
Mm. Sure, it's very funny.
What should we call it?
Armed and Dangerous. He was armed and dangerous, but he disarmed me with his love.
How about Jailbirds?
Jailbait.
Jailbait.
Yeah.
No, maybe not. Love. Love jail.
Love jail.
Yeah, that's not really good.
No.
Hey, you want to talk about the Republican debate?
Sure.
So the Republican 2016 presidential candidates have taken to the debate stage in Iowa.
A.K.A. Insane Clown Posse.
However, somebody was missing.
Oh, yes. That's
yeah,
right. He didn't go.
D. Trump wasn't there.
He didn't like that blonde bird off of Fox News. What's
right.
her name?
Megan.
Megan thingy, yeah. Two first names.
Yeah,
Megan Kelly. See?
He decided that's you know
I rest my case.
In broadcasting it's good to have two first names.
Okay. Tyler Russell.
He decided to withdraw after Fox News refused to drop host Megan Kelly, who Mr. Trump accused of bias. And it began with Ted Cruz marking his absence by throwing mock insults at the others. The billionaire businessman was holding a charity rally nearby in honor of the country's war veterans.
Yeah, but he got upset, did old Ted Cruz. Not some good sense of humor. By the end of it, he was complaining that Megyn Kelly was against him. And he said, I may have to leave the stage. He did. And I'll tell you something.
It's just a circus.
Man, I was, you know, I was listening to another radio station on the way in, a big news program about this thing. And they were interviewing people in line at Donald Trump's event. Donald Trump had another event about 5 minutes away from this debate. He did another thing, and he did it in the name of veterans, and, you know, it's just pandering,
right,
isn't it? But anyway, he was over there doing another thing. And they were interviewing people standing in line to try to get in, because even if you had tickets, it was so mobbed, this place. Like, he really got the crowds out to his event. And they were asking them, you know, what do you think about Trump? Why is he... Why? And they were saying things like, well, you know, he's not a politician. This one after another said, we like him because he's not a politician, because he's different, because he's not a politician. And I'm thinking, well, you know, next time I get a slab leak in my house, I'm just going to get a team of belly dancers down. You need a... I mean, you know, it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. And they should be qualified, I think.
I mean, that's one of... That's like a small blip on the problems of the of Trump.
No, but yeah, it is. But on the other hand, it tells you something. If that's your political argument, that's the reason why you like him. That's not a policy. That's got into education, immigration, the environment. I don't know, the way we treat each other in our institutions. All the things that are problematic
people
in America.
People like that he's politically incorrect.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We like him. We want the president of the greatest country in the world. We want the guy that's politically incorrect.
And the guy who's an ass.
It's just shallow. It's not thinking.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem to me to be a good argument, a good reason to have this guy as president. Just because he's politically incorrect. I'm politically incorrect.
Well, you should be president.
I'm not allowed, you see, because I wasn't born here.
Well, neither was Ted Cruz.
Turns out I wasn't.
All right, that's your news this morning. Thanks to the Indy for the local stuff. We've still got a couple stories to get to later, namely there are fat Barbies now, and we'll tell you about how...
Fat spotty Barbies!
How Barbies are now fat.
You know, fat Barbies, they're grateful.